when anybody would say put or took
uh-huh.
or something like
uh-huh.
that, you know,
uh-huh.
she'd correct us for a while, and then if it didn't do any good, she'd put her fingers in their ears and scream
uh-huh.
or jump up and down.
Where was she from? Was she?
She was from Cumberland Gap, went to school at Daily New, but her father was a judge. Her father was a federal judge in Alaska later on.
Is that right?
Quite a prominent, I mean, a well-educated family from a good family background. Her mother was well-educated. And she was the most beneficial English teacher I ever had.
That's good.
I think that's when I quit saying choir.
Okay. Now, if someone is won't change his mind no matter how hard you try, and you might tell him, don't be so
stubborn or set in your ways, obstinate.
Would you ever use something like ornery, pig-headed, or?
Yeah, pig. I've heard it used.
Does ornery mean something else, though, or ornery?
Yes, a little worse than just stubborn.
Okay.
You know, a little mean is tucked in with it. No,
okay.
Ornery.
Now, if a person's easily offended, you say he's awfully
touchy.
Yeah, and a person who is touchy, you'd say he got awfully when he was teased. He got awfully.
Let's see. What would I say?
He really got. They were teasing him, and he really got.
Really got mad, I guess.
Sure. And if someone was that way, you'd say, now,
calm.
Hold your temper. Did you ever hear the expression for mad, another term for mad, ashy?
No,
never heard
that.
Someone getting ashy.
No.
And then a person works very hard, you'd say, after you work very hard, you'd say, I'm really
tired.
And anything you might say to emphasize that, I'm
dog tired. I'm dead tired. I've forgotten which it was. I'm all tuckered out.
That's fine. How about, okay, and then, how about worn out?
Worn out. Mm-hmm.
Before you mentioned touchy, would you ever? The people say touches too. Is that?
Yes, touches. Mm-hmm.
And someone, a girl came home from school and she was sniffling and she said, "You say she what sick at school today? She."
She got sick at school.
Okay. Now you say she got sick. Would you ever use took? There.
Well, now I've heard it.
Okay, but that doesn't sound natural to you.
No.
All right, and the person is sniffling and coughing. So he didn't wear enough clothes. He went out in the rain yesterday, and he caught a cold.
He caught a cold.
All right, and it talks like this. You say
he's hoarse.
And he also has a
cough.
And the doctor might come over with a bottle of medicine, and it's still full, and he looks at it and he says, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Say, this morning I
took some.
And tomorrow I'll
take some.
Tuck was fairly
familiar. Tuck.
Tuck. And,
yes, that tuck and put is something that our teacher worked on so much for.
All right. And if a person can't hear, you say he's
deaf.
And works hard on a very hot day, and he takes off his shirt and holds it out. He might say, look how I've
sweated.
Okay. And a large discharging sore is called a...
A running.
Yeah, or a sore is a...
Let's see, what? Pus, a fester, a boil.
Yeah, and a person is shot with a revolver, you'd say he suffered a bullet.
Wound.
And if it doesn't heal right, and it might be rough around there, you call that kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if a person is no longer alive, you say, last night he
died.
And something you might say